Either you gonna be a man or you not. Yep. We ain't played good yet this year.
Let's go.
Yet. So either you gonna man up or you not. Either you gonna have pride or you won't. Yeah. I don't wanna hear nobody talking about if they got it or not. I wanna see that. Yeah. And we'll see that today.
Yes, sir.
You know, this will be 11 seasons for me, 12 years since I've been out of college. And, you know, if you don't make it fun, it can become miserable. And I refuse to let this be miserable for me.
Gets hit and sacked. Stanton got pummeled by Jenkins.
Yeah, we keep it rolling, man. Hey, y'all, we got to get the quarterback down. If we get back there, we got to do our part and get it down.
As Cullen Jenkins tackles him for a one-yard loss.
That's a great read by Cullen Jenkins, too.
That's how you treat me. Now. I love my teammates.
You know, I try to play with a lot of energy and passion and just keep it fun.
Come on, line down three. One, two, three.
That's Cullen Jenkins and bringing leadership to the Giants. Number 99 joins us here in studio. And Cullen, obviously you talked about your time in the league and how long it's been since you've been out of college. Now you have that leadership role. What responsibility do you feel to lead this group?
Well, you know, it's been a little adjustment for me, you know, especially, you know, the route that I took coming into the league, you know, being undrafted. And, you know, I've been used to, you know, the early part of my career, you know, guys took me under their wing and, you know, they led me and they always taught me the right things to do in the right ways. And so now, you know, as I'm getting to, you know, the latter part of my career, you know, I find myself doing the same thing with the younger guys.
So you talk about crossroads, and this is certainly one for this defense. And you've got a young group, and it's going to take, you know, a collective effort to get the defense to play at a level that can stop some folks. What is the message right now you as a veteran are communicating with your defensive line mates?
One of the biggest things that we're doing is, you know, we're just trying to emphasize the fact that everybody needs to, you know, just worry about, you know, doing their job. You know, when things start to go bad, people have a tendency to want to do too much. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody wants to, you know, personally make, you know, correct the ship, you know, with their play, you know, by trying to force a play, make a play. And sometimes, you know, people will get out of position doing that. And, you know, we're trying to just get everybody to trust in their teammates, you know, trust in everybody. And, you know, that's another thing. We've got to do a better job of playing for each other. You know, when we get on the field, we've got to play like a team. You know, you've got to play like those are your brothers out there. You know, if somebody messes with, you know, one of your family members, they mess with the whole group. And, you know, I feel like, you know, we could have a better attitude like that on the field.
I remember always talking to your brother about the fact that you always play with a lot of leverage. And I remember when you were younger in Green Bay, you know, talk about the defensive tackle position and a lot of the blue-collar work that fans don't see, of all the things that happen inside on a play-by-play basis.
Yeah, it you know, it gets brutal down there sometimes, and, you know, especially, you know, with the double teams and, you know, a lot of blocks. People don't realize, you know, D-tackle, everything's fast. You know, everything happens right away, and you've got to make those reads in a split second. And, you know, it could be anything from, you know, a reach block where you have to, you know, almost run laterally down the line of scrimmage, or, you know, if you're getting a double team, you know, you have to play strong into the double team and maybe try to help hold up, you know, one of the offensive linemen and keep them off the linebackers. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, those plays go unnoticed, but, you know, they definitely help the defense.
So share with us just a little bit of the challenges that you guys face against this 49er offense.
Well, this is going to be just like last week. You know, you're dealing with, you know, a dual threat quarterback that, you know, he can beat you with his arm and he can beat you with his legs. And, you know, and they line up in a formation, you know, they can get back and do the read option. You know, he's got a really good running back in Gore. And anytime you have that diversity on an offense, you know, it makes it tougher.
You've been one of the tougher players on the team. You've battled a lot of injuries and you talk about being now your 11th year. Talk about your first half of your career and when they changed the practice rules in 2011. How you've managed to keep your body in top shape these last 4 years?
You know, early on, you guys know, you know, training camps were brutal.
Yeah.
You know, man, if you made it through camp, you know, you were tough. You know, you earned the respect out of everybody. And, you know, now it's, you know, you have to be smarter. You have to make sure, you know, you're getting all your work, all your looks in at the same time where, because you may not get, you know, as many reps. You may not test your body as much out there. And, you know, for me personally, you know, I know, you know, my time in Green Bay and, you know, how I left Green Bay, you know, there were some questions up in the air about, you know, my health. And, you know, we kind of, me and my brother, we were labeled as, you know, being injured home players. And, you know, I didn't like that. And, you know, I took it upon myself to make sure that, you know, I try to do everything in my power to stay healthy, stay on the field. And even if I get dinged up, you know, I'm going to try to play through and I'm going to do whatever I can to right. stay on the field and help the team.
Colin, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday. I know you guys are up for the challenge, and hopefully you can get it turned around.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.